Welcome back to Light Nation Radio's industry interview featuring Richard Cadena of PLSN Magazine. We now return to our program.
Let's talk about Richard for just a minute. Richard, we understand that you've released your latest book titled Lighting Design for Modern Houses of Worship. Tell me exactly how did this book come about?
Sure. It's kind of funny. I was at Infocom last year, 2007, and I met somebody that I was talking to, and he was a contractor, and he was talking about another book I'd written called Automated Lighting, The Art and Science of Moving Light. And he just kind of threw it out there. He goes, you know, there's no good books on lighting design for churches. He said, you ought to write one. And I thought, you know, that's probably not a bad idea. So I started working on it last June, and I kind of pulled a bunch of material together from over the last couple of years. I've done several lighting design projects involving churches. I probably do four, five, six projects a year. Mm-hmm. So I kind of pulled all this material together and assembled it fairly quickly, and it just was published last week. I just got the first batch of books in. So it's now available, and you can get it at the PLSN bookshelf, which is www.plsnbookshelf.com, or you can get it from Hal Leonard as well and a couple of other outlets around.
Lighting Design for Modern Houses of Worship, who exactly is this book written for? Who is the target for this book?
I wrote the book for a wide variety of people, but I wanted it to be accessible to the multitudes of volunteers who work in churches who don't really have a background in the industry. So I started with the very basics. I started with the McCandless method and illustrated the three-point lighting design system. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I adapted it for video and a four-point lighting system. So I believe that if you have had no background in lighting whatsoever, you should be able to pick up the book, and with a little bit of effort, you should be able to get through the book and understand the vast majority of it. Having said that, I also think that there is something worthwhile to be gleaned from it for the more seasoned professional. Designing lighting for a church is really unique in that it's kind of a mixture of theatrical lighting, concert production lighting, corporate event lighting, and architectural lighting. So it's not as straightforward as you might think. There are a lot of twists and turns to it. So I think that if you are a lighting designer and you have theatrical experience, or if you have concert and touring experience or corporate experience, then you can certainly walk into a church and design some lighting for it, and you know, if you have a 3 or 4 years of experience, then you'll be at the point to where the book ends up. On the other hand, if you have a little bit of experience and you read the book, I think it can provide some shortcuts and give you some insight as to how to design a system that will work, that is flexible and will work well in a church.
Yeah. Lighting for houses of worship, that's something that we run into every day, and it is a very unique entity to light because they don't expect the same thing that a theater or a tour would expect by any means. It is for worship, and a lot of times it is for video application. Many times we've ran into situations where they have volunteers. You know what I mean? They don't want to pay an outgoing expense every week to have their lighting operated or programmed. So we end up going in and training, and having this information, to me, is invaluable for people that are volunteering at churches.
Yeah, that's exactly it. There are a lot of volunteers staffing the churches around the country. And to be able to find a resource that has the information about how to create a lighting design that works for video, I think there was a need for that. So hopefully this book fills that need.
I think it will. I think it will. Richard, this is your third book. Your first one was Focus on Lighting Technology, which was released in 2003. Then there was Automated Lighting, The Art and Science of Moving Light, which was released in 2006. And now you've got Lighting Design for Modern Houses of Worship. How does this book differ from the other two?
Well, it does differ quite a bit because I wrote it for a different audience, and the audience I wrote it for is more volunteers as well as seasoned professionals, whereas the automated lighting book, Automated Lighting, The Art and Science of Moving Light, was written for a completely different audience. It was written for, and again, it's a wide spectrum of people. It's people who are working for manufacturers and want to learn more about how the nuts and bolts of how automated lights work and how they go together. It's written for people who are selling automated lights so they can understand the technology that they're selling. It's also written for the user who's rigging the lights and plugging them in and turning them on so that they can understand the systems and how they interconnect and what kind of protocols they're using and that type of stuff. And it's also written for the lighting designer who is used to using conventional lights but maybe doesn't have a lot of experience with automated light, and they want to know things like how the color rendering index is, or you know, what the color temperature of different light sources are. And it also talks about the history of automated lighting. So if you're in this industry, then I think that there's something in there for you. There's a little bit for everybody in that book. The first book, Focus on Lighting Technology, was modified articles that I had written for PLSN magazine from the early days, and it's basically very user-friendly technology, or rather, not the technology. It's easy to read articles about lighting and lighting technology, which can be very complex. So I try to take these real difficult subjects, mm-hmm. and I try to put them in terms that everybody will understand. You know, when I first started writing for PLSN in February of 2000, I started writing the column Focus on Lighting or Focus on Technology. Mm-hmm. And I thought that in order to gain people's respect, I had to prove how much I knew. So I started writing in very complicated articles. Uh-huh. And the first LDI came around in October of that year, and a lot of people came up to me and said, "Hey, I saw your article in mm-hmm. PLSN," you know, and I said, "Great. Well, did you read it?" And they would say, about more than half of them would say, "Well, I started to, but I couldn't get all the way through it because you lost me." So at that point, I said, "Okay, something's got to change." So I changed my approach, and I started writing, and this is the picture I had in my mind. My mother is not trained in engineering or in lighting or by any means. She was a housewife. So I started writing for my mother so that my mother would understand it. And after the book came out, Focus on Lighting Technology, I gave her a copy, and about a month later she told me she read it from cover to cover. So I feel like I accomplished my goal.
I think that's an awesome approach, and I think you've done a great job explaining the difference in these three books. I tried to explain it to a lot of people on a daily basis that there are lighting programmers that do nothing else on a daily basis than program lighting. There are CAD people that just draw lighting designs. There are many different aspects of the professional lighting industry that are full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. Is exactly what it is. So.
Yeah, you can certainly get tunnel vision, and it helps to have good peripheral vision in this industry.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I learned that a long time ago. I was always a rock and roll LD back in the 80s and never wanted to touch anything else, and realized that they all pay money, and that if you break out into operatic and theater and even church design, that you learn a lot more about your industry and about your profession.
Yeah, you can never learn too much, can you?
No, never, never. So, Richard, you're on a roll here. You've got these three. Do you have any more books coming out?
Actually, I'm working on one now called Electricity for the Entertainment Electrician and Technician. Mm-hmm. And this book came about, somebody recommended me to Focal Press to write a book that would help people study for and prepare for the ETCP certification exam. Mm-hmm. So they contacted me and asked me if I'd write this book. And coincidentally, I'd already been teaching training seminars on the topic. So essentially, I'm taking what I've learned from the seminars, and I do learn a lot. Every time I teach another seminar, I learn more, not just about the subject, but about how to present the subject.
Yeah.
So I'm taking all of this, and I'm putting it into a book, and it is due to the publisher on June 1st, which means that it should be on the shelf sometime around September.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the books I'm working on. I also am working on a book called The Production Electrician's Handbook 2008, which is just a reference book for production electricians. It has various formulas and tables and lookup data. You know, for example, the current draw and voltage on different fixtures that we use in the industry.
Yep.
It has fixture weights, pipe weights, different types of lamps and their data, and as well as formulas like Ohm's Law and trigonometry formulas.
Yep. You know, that's a very, very important aspect that you're touching on. We've told people for a long, long time, I've worked some of the best electricians in the company, some of the biggest electrical contractors in the United States, and they still don't understand what we do. So for you to know the electrical aspects of lighting and how systems hook together and how to troubleshoot, it's very, very important, because one day you may be teaching a very experienced veteran electrician exactly how your rig needs to be hooked up.
Right, and interestingly enough, Kelly, what I've been learning by teaching these seminars is that there are a lot of people working in the industry every day who are perfectly competent and do a very good job, but almost everybody has these holes in their knowledge, these gaps that can be filled,
yeah.
And it usually has to do with the basics, the fundamentals, the formulas, and how to apply them. And interestingly enough, I'm also finding that a lot of 20 or 30-year production electrician veterans don't know some things like that they should know, like three-phase power calculations.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think that there is a big need to educate our industry.
Richard, I think these books are going to be flying off the shelf. So let me ask you, what is the quickest way for someone to get their hands on your books?
We have an online book sales called PLSN Bookshelf, and the web address is www.plsnbookshelf.com, and there you can find the entire library of books that we sell, and they include books on lighting, audio, video, and there are a couple of related books like acting and that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way. Of course, a lot of these books are also available through other sources as well, but you know, hopefully you'll keep the money in the industry rather than go to Amazon.
Exactly, and that's a big deal. We know that you and PLSN have so been supporting the professional lighting industry that, believe me, we want to support you guys as well, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate you providing this knowledge and this information.
And by the same token, I'd like to thank you guys for doing Light Nation Radio. I think it's awesome.
Well, that's what it's for. It's to inform the lighting world of the goings-on and exactly what's happening.
Right on.
All right, Richard. We here at Light Nation Radio want to thank you for taking the time to inform us and the rest of the professional lighting community of the great happenings going on with yourself and PLSN Magazine.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right, Richard. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Light Nation Radio Industry Interview. If you missed any part of this program, you can catch it in its entirety at www.lightnationradio.com and follow the schedule link to our archives.